Remain standing and please pray with me. Father, we thank you this evening we gather to remember very significant actions, moments, you. Come among us tonight, Lord, and wash our feet and feed us with yourself. And Lord, I ask that you use me, your servant, for I am in desperate need of you. Come and have your way. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Around the late 80s, a group of guys got together and decided to come up with a song. And the song was built around a very simple question. How do I know when it's love? Who knows the song? We have one cultured person here. Two, three, maybe four. But they asked that question, how do I know when it's love? And that's a good question. How do we know when it's love? And a Sunday school teacher asked her elementary school class, what is this love? What is love? And here's a few of their answers. Rebecca, she was 8. She says, love is when my grandma got arthritis and she couldn't bend over and paint her toenails anymore. So my grandpa does it for her now, even though he has arthritis in his hands. Elaine, 5 years old, says love is when mommy gives daddy the best piece of chicken. My personal favorite, Carrie, who was also 5, said love is when a girl puts on perfume and a boy puts on cologne and they go out and smell each other. Maybe. What is love? Love is a very popular topic. I used this newfangled gadget called Google. And I typed, how many love stories movies were made? And I was disappointed in Google. Google said it is impossible to tell how many love story movies have been made. So I said, well, what about songs? How many love songs have been made? And in the United States charts, over 100 million. Then I thought, well, how many books? And it said impossible to tell how many books have been written about love, but last year alone, 1.4 billion in sales of love stories. What is this love? What is love? It must be something very important or there wouldn't be all of that written about it. And in fact, even Jimi Hendrix, through the purple haze all in his brain, said, when the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. So even he understood its importance. But what is it? Jesus tonight, this night, shows us exactly what love is and how it lives out in our lives. The scene is set. They're in the upper room. He's about to be betrayed. They don't know that. He does. And he's about to reveal to them one of the most important things they would see coming from him. And what are the disciples doing? Waiting now, Jesus, what is he going to do for us tonight? What is he going to share with us tonight? I just can't wait to share this meal with him. No, they're arguing over who is the greatest. I can see them. Peter would obviously be the first one to state his case. And he would probably say something along these lines. He would get his keys out and jingle them and said, man, he gave me the keys. And Andrew, his brother, would say, whoa, now, I came first. I saw him first. And Simon the Zealot would say, well, obviously it's me because I'm the most zealous here. James Oh, no, 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 no. I'm the son of thunder. And John, tisk, tisk, tisk. He loves me the most. And Judas, dude, he trusts me with the money. And then Thomas. I hear Thomas like this in my head, so just this is me. I doubt any of you are the greatest. So in the midst of their arguing, Jesus stops everything and shows us love, washing their feet, and then the Eucharist. Service and sacrifice. That is love. Service and sacrifice. Why is service? Because service is ensuring the other's success or betterment. That's love. And we don't get to choose where and how we serve. It comes to us. We only can accept or reject it. And if you notice in Holy Week, there are two basins that reveal this acceptance and rejection. The first basin we see tonight, Jesus taking up the basin of servanthood. Tomorrow, we see another basin, Pilate washing his hands of all responsibility. We can either accept or reject. There's only one rule of servanthood, and that is to make yourself available. Thanks be to God, that's the only requirement. I pass. Not ability is not the issue, it's availability. And Jesus did what was the lowest job possible, the foot washer. There was no job lower in Israel than a foot washer. You couldn't go lower than that. Do we see any job that is beneath us? Do we feel too good for certain things? Just come work with me for a week. It's challenging. But love always stoops down, even to wash a traitor's feet. Why is availability so important? Because it causes us to see the needs that are around us. You've probably heard this before. He who loves much does much. The biggest hindrance to this availability is self-consciousness. Either in the kind of negative sense, we're too fearful or timid. That was me for a long time. I was remembering the very first time I preached eons ago. I was so nervous. My hands were shaking so bad, they made a mistake that they put a glass of water right here, and I knocked the thing off because I could not keep my hands still. Self-consciousness that way hinders us, but it's also being too self-absorbed. That's not my responsibility. That's not my job. I'm more important than that. Oswald Chambers says something very profound. If we will do the duty that lies nearest, we shall see him, Christ. One of the most amazing revelations of God comes when we learn that it is in the commonplace things that the deity of Jesus is realized. You can't get much more common than washing feet and bread and wine. Pretty common stuff. The second part of love is sacrifice. He institutes the Eucharist. For us, it's to live out that Eucharistic life, that it becomes our standard operating procedure. Because we are born with three great motivating factors in our lives. The three are this: me, myself, and I. Because all of us who have had children, our children, when they're small, they immediately, when they're hungry, what happens? They cry, now, feed me now. When the diaper needs to be changed, what happens? They cry, change me now. Why are checkout lines filled with so many easy to grab, delicious, amazing items? You're walking through there, getting a couple of things. You go to that checkout aisle, and there it is. The king-sized zero bar. It's staring at you. It's beckoning to you. Because we want, we want, we want. But Jesus shows us that true life is living to be given away. We give ourselves away. And when we understand it, our life becomes like the bread of the Eucharist. Taken, blessed, broken, given. It's the cycle of following Jesus. And these things have happened and they happen to us. He takes us. We've been chosen. If you've come and you're reconciled with Christ, you've accepted him as your Savior, he has accepted you, marked as Christ's own forever. You're chosen. What a wonderful thing. Anybody remember PE class in school? Time to play basketball, guys. Line up. Here, you're the captain. You're the captain. Choose your team. I know what it's like to be chosen last. Nobody else? I'll take him. Jesus didn't do that. He was excited to choose me and you. We're chosen. He takes us. But he also takes us to different situations in life. It is something that still is happening. He takes us to different stations, different places. I tell people my life is like Paul McCartney's song, A Long and Winding Road. I'm glad it leads to his door, but it is a long and winding road. He takes us to different places, stations in life. He blesses us. Not just the mountaintop experiences when we just feel God so wonderful and so great, but he has blessed us. We're in his hands. We're at peace with God. He's blessed us with purpose and a sense of belonging. We're blessed. And he blesses us every day. Broken. Yeah, it happens. Through circumstances. What we call bad news. Disappointments. People that aggravate you. They're there to break you. But this brokenness must be something that has happened in our lives. The brokenness that we see our immense need for God every day, all day, 24/7. Till we, like Jeremiah, realize that it is good for us to sit alone and be quiet and bury our face in the dust. We're broken in the sense that we see our need to be fully surrendered with all our disorderly passions to God. Fully broken in the sense of like a wild horse. What do cowboys do to the wild horse? They break them. What does that mean? All the power comes under their control. That's how we need to be with Christ. We're broken in the sense that we realize how fragile our life is. We have a dear brother in the rescue mission where I work, fit as a fiddle, strong as an ox, the maintenance man, one of the best guys we got on staff. out of nowhere, goes to the hospital. Doctors don't know what's happening. He has a cerebral stroke. They still don't know what's happening. Come to find out, they find some odd bacteria in his heart that destroyed one of his valves. I mean, almost overnight. Our life is fragile. We're broken by that. And those three things have to happen so that we can be given. Those three, taken, blessed, and broken, orders our lives around us to be given. Because what do those three things do for us? They free us from ourselves. It's no longer me, but it's Jesus. We're free to give our time and attention to someone who needs it. We're free to listen to the heartaches of our friend. We're free to pour ourselves out into someone and mentor them. We're free to offer hospitality to someone hungry, lonely. We're free to meet the need of a brother and sister in dire straits. We're free to continually hold up those beloved brothers and sisters in prayer, never giving up. We're free to let Jesus' love flow through our lives. Jesus tells us tonight, "Behold, I am among you as one who serves. I'm giving the advantage to you. I'm freeing you to be your best." That's us today. He's done all this for us. We, in turn, do it for others around us. The greatest among you is the one who serves and gives himself away. Jesus leads the way, and you'll see it demonstrated tonight very visibly. And my question is, will you follow him and love as Jesus loves? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.